Welcome back to the How to Podcast series. It's Dave with you yet again. Now, this one's a little interesting because this is a work in progress, and you get to see behind the scenes as I wrestle with something that people tell me is a good idea, but I'm not really sold on it yet, so I need your help. Okay? Yeah, between you and I, we're going to figure this out. See, I'm a podcaster, and I love to podcast. And being a podcaster, then there's a lineup of people at my door telling me all the other things I should be doing because I have a podcast, including my social media, an email newsletter, a website, a YouTube channel, a video podcast. Oh, and you got to do this, and you need a Substack, and you need a Discord, and you need a thing, and then you need the other thing. And I just go, can I just have a podcast, please? And can everyone please stop asking me to do extra? Do you ever feel like that? Well, here on the podcast, I want to talk about email newsletters and doing an email list and all that stuff and get your thoughts because A, I'm going to do it, or B, I'm not going to do it, and you get to decide. You know those choose your own adventure books back in the day, and you could read to a chapter and then you could decide, did the hero of the story go through the door or did the hero of the story not go through the door? And then the story would change based on your choice. You're going to help me. You are the hero of the story. Help me decide. Email marketing, yes. Email marketing, no. Here on the How to Podcast series. So you start a podcast. Congratulations. You get three episodes in. You're like, yes, I got a podcast. And then the emails start rolling in. Oh, I could optimize your channel. Oh, you are great. Your episodes are awesome, but your marketing is terrible. I can hire me and I will do it all for you for 10 easy payments of $900 each. It's like, who are these people and why do they have my email? But starting a podcast and getting your content out there just kind of attracts people. Kind of like a nice cold drink on a hot day, all the bugs start coming around. You know what I'm talking? Yeah, you just seem to attract very interesting attention from people who want to sell you things. And here at the How to Podcast series, I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm here to help you. And that's what I think we need, is a little more help and a little less sales. Yeah. So I'm at this point with the podcast now. I'm around 3 years in, several hundred episodes recorded of the podcast. You and I are great friends. And I'm not, here's my dilemma. I'm not an email person as far as reading random emails from people. I have signed up for emails in the past from other creators, A, because I want to creep on what they're doing and see if it's of any value. They say it is, but most of the time it's not. It's usually affiliate links to different things and, you know, oh, I had coffee this morning and my cat's doing good. Those are the kind of emails I get from people and I'm like, this is not giving me any value at all. And ends up in my spam folder eventually. And eventually I unsubscribe. That's kind of what happens with me in email. Because I get a lot of it. Now, my question to you, and you can really help shape the direction of the How to Podcast series and my seven other shows, is what do you think of email? What do you think about a regular email coming into your inbox? Do you look forward to that? Do you want to know more? Because what I'm finding is, as podcasters, we go and we create our episodes. We record like I'm doing right now, and we put it out into the world, and we move on. I have a job. I have to take the garbage out. I've got two dogs. I've got a cat. I've got things to do. So to create a Patreon account and then do extra content for my patrons, like, do I have time for that? Do I have time to generate a weekly email that goes out to my group, my listeners? Do I have time to do three social media posts every week in 72 hours to promote an episode? Do I have to do all that? Like, really? Is it beneficial? Probably a great idea. Is it mandatory? Well, I didn't become a podcaster to become a marketer in the sense that I'm going to spend that much time. Again, this show, 3 episodes a week, and then I have 7 other podcasts. Another of my show, Living the Next Chapter, has 3 episodes a week as well. So there's 6 episodes a week right there with just 2 shows. Now, can I do 3 marketing assets multiplied by 6 every week for 2 of my 8 shows? No, I can't do that. I can't commit to that. Can I commit to drafting a email newsletter every week to go out to somebody's spam folder? You can kind of see my snarkiness there, right? You can kind of see where I'm leaning. I don't think I have time to create an email every week about behind the scenes of the How to Podcast series and all that, because I personally don't find a lot of value in those emails as a recipient. So I'm asking you, I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to create more engagement for the podcast and put more things out there to support you. The last thing I want to do is annoy you or become a spam thing in your folder. That doesn't give you value. It doesn't give me value. It's really not worth my time. I can now go buy all these programs, which will help me create a list, an email list. The one thing I do like about having an email list is that when Facebook goes down again, which it will, it has several times recently, Facebook's going to go down, Instagram's going to go down, the communication I have with my audience, if that's where I build my world, is going to come crashing down when you can't log in. Again, because you don't own the platform, you have no control. Welcome to chaos. And if that's where you build your world, I would highly suggest you don't, that you do something different. A website, again, would be my primary building tool to create community. To own your own domain and build your own website. Do that. Not Facebook, not Instagram, not TikTok. We see all kinds of things happening. And the one thing I love is I listen back to old episodes where people talk about how much they love Twitter back in the day. And now that it's X, they have completely abandoned that platform and they don't even go there. They no longer talk about it, yet they were like a power user back in the day, and that's the only place they built their world. So things change. Social media changes, platforms change, people buy them, people close them, people change them, people hide your content behind paywalls so that you can actually pay to play to talk to your audience. Yeah, email's a great way to stay in touch with your audience when the world comes crashing down on social media. I get that. I totally get that. My challenge is it's one more thing. And for us hobby podcasters, and I say that word with pride in that I have a job and this is what I do after work and before work on my days off. This is my side hustle. And I love it. I love podcasting. It's all the stuff that comes with podcasting that makes my head spin and makes me sometimes wonder if I can do this, if I can do this all, and what you are looking for as a listener, as a member of the How to Podcast family. What brings you value and what do you want to see more of? I am willing to move heaven and earth, which sounds like a lot of work. But I'm willing to do so for you if you're looking for it. If you're like, Dave, I would love to get an email from you once a week. Okay, then I will work on that. If I ask this question here in the podcast and I don't get any responses from you, that's an indication that maybe just not right now, that email marketing is what you're looking for from me as a host. Now, again, by no means am I saying that email marketing is not important for podcasting. So if that's what you're thinking that I'm saying right now, I'm not. And if it's something that's working well for you, then come on my show and be a guest co-host and help me understand how it works for you and how beneficial it is and share some great stories and help me with your workflow and especially if you're a hobby podcaster. If you're not doing 40 hours a week on your podcast, then and you're doing email marketing and it's working, I need to talk to you. But if you're doing 2 hours a week on your podcast, can you add email marketing? Does it work? Does it not work? What do you need from me is what I'm asking. Howtopodcast.ca. There's a little SpeakPipe icon on the website. You can send email, but you know, you can kind of tell I might not get to it right away based on the theme of today's podcast. A voice message, I will respond right away. Howtopodcast.ca. And my question to you is, do you read emails from creators? Do you subscribe to email newsletters? Yes or no? And if you do you read every email that comes from your subscriptions? Truthfully, yes or no? Do you read them? Is that a priority for you? I would love to know the answer to that. I want to know from you if you're a podcaster. A, when you leave me a message, tell me about your show, because I'd love to promote you here and tell people about your podcast so more people come listen to you and sign up for your email newsletter if you have one. Tell me if you have one and tell me the benefits. And if you've had one and stopped, again, tell me about your podcast and then tell me why you stopped. I want to know. So you, right here, are shaping the future of what I'm going to do next with a podcast. I will commit to doing email marketing, going out and buying a program and working with a company and doing all those things. So I will do that for you. I promise I will. If you, the listener, say that you want it. If you don't respond to this podcast, if I don't hear from anyone, that's my signal to go, okay, move on. Keep podcasting, Dave. We're good. Right now, it's not a need. It's not something that we, the audience, are looking for from you, Dave, the host. Good. And I know I'm going to get responses because there are some amazing listeners to the show. Frequently that respond to my questions. And I'm grateful for all of you. You know who you are. Thank you. I know that if I put a question out, you will respond. So, in advance, thank you for being that group of people for me. If you want to join that group of people, here's your opportunity. Howtopodcast.ca. And again, the question is, do you read emails through an email subscription service? Yes or no? And as a podcaster, does email marketing work for you? Are you seeing a return on investment for the cost for some of these programs to get an email marketing platform? And do you see a return on investment of your time? You send out X number of emails. You know that this many people open them. Are you seeing a return on investment for your efforts financially and your time? I want to know. So you have the power. Again, the choose your own adventure. Is the hero going to walk through the door or not? You decide where we're going to go next here on the How to Podcast series by simply answering the question. Email marketing, yes or no? I need to hear your thoughts because I'm at a crossroads and you're the one that's going to help me with this. Okay? Howtopodcast.ca. Let me know what your thoughts are. In other news here on the How to Podcast series, now, creating a podcast is a great adventure. I highly encourage you, if you haven't got started yet, you're brand new to the idea of starting a podcast, what's a benefit? What's a benefit, Dave, beyond making $1 million and having 2 billion listeners every episode? Because a lot of people are going to try to sell you that when you're a new podcaster, and it's all junk. So don't even bother paying for that course. It is a waste of your time. One of the benefits I get from podcasting is the chance to be in the calendar and in front of some of my favorite people in the world. So, for example, I have my Living the Next Chapter podcast at livingthenextchapter.com. It's an author podcast, and the beautiful thing about my show for that is I'm not an author, as the host of the podcast, which is quite funny to me, but I get to ask silly, simple questions of my author guests because I don't know how to write a book. So they're the expert, and it's fun. We get really super deep into the content there. We get to share great stories, over 350 episodes in less than 3 years, releasing 3 episodes a week, 45-minute episodes roughly every episode. So there you go. It's a lot of content coming out of there. And that podcast, at the time of recording now in the middle of March, that podcast is already preloaded into May of 2024 with episodes ready to go live. That's how far out I am releasing episodes for that show. It's crazy. So for that show, I've had the opportunity recently to talk to 2 amazing people. First, and I'll put a little clip in here for you, if you're a music lover and you're Canadian, you'll definitely know this name, Neil Young, you know, Rockin' in the Free World, Harvest Moon, on and on and on. Neil Young, a Canadian icon in the music world, and for our American friends, you'll know him as well. But Neil is pretty hard to get to interview. He's not really out there taking a lot of interviews and all that. I had an email come in from a guy named Bob who wanted to come on to my Living the Next Chapter podcast and talk about his book. Now, Bob, when I went to Bob's website, there's Bob standing beside Neil Young on his website. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's Neil Young. What? And Bob is Neil's older brother. Well, that's interesting. That makes sense now, Bob Young, Neil Young. So I get on with Bob, and the two of us have a great conversation. I'll put a little snippet of it here so you can hear a little bit of it. But Bob was talking about his growing up with Neil and music, and he was just saying that a lot of people like to get to talk to Neil, but he doesn't want to do a lot of interviews, and that they use, sometimes people will go through the family to get to Neil, and the family doesn't like doing that either. They don't even accept those kind of interviews because they know that they're not really there to talk to them. They want to just get to Neil, right? So I get a chance, because I have a podcast, to talk to Neil's brother, Bob, to send my greetings through Bob to Neil and the family, to thank Neil for being such a piece of Canadian fabric and music, and for what all that he's done over the many years. I'm a musician as well, so a lot of admiration for that family. So we had a great talk, and that's another bonus there of having a podcast, is you get to be in the world of somebody special, like Bob Young, the older brother of Neil Young. So here's a little clip from our talk, just to give you a little sense of Bob, and we'll have links to that episode coming up in the future on Living the Next Chapter in the show notes.
Well, that song is, as you mentioned it, I guess it's findable through my website, bobyoungolf.com, but it's on YouTube. Get to it on YouTube. The last time anybody asked me about it, I was in a little pub in Florida a couple of weeks ago, and where did we do it? I think finally ran up the song title, Hey America. That's what it was. Hey America, Neil Young. And then it went, it might have been connected to Neil Young Archives. So then the YouTube thing came up and it said, Hey America, Young Bob and the Peterboroughs, which was the name of the band I used when we recorded it. And we did it in Peterborough. So 2.5 years ago, actually 2 years ago last October. Anyhow, now the lyric in that song, if you listen to it, it was relevant when I wrote it. And now, if anything, given what's going on in the United States especially, it's more relevant. So I think I'm going to call I'll talk to my brother about it and send his management company and say, I think anybody else would be interested in covering this song. Because it actually, when I tell people what the lyrics are, I watch these guys in this little bar called Moe's Bar in Smyrna Beach, Florida. No relation to Moe Norman. Moe was their last name, as a matter of fact. They grew the family in Smyrna Beach. And they liked the lyric. And a line in it that says something like, "Hey, America, give love a chance. You're the beacon of freedom. Liberty free." The line, "Set liberty free," strikes a harmonic in the mind of a U.S. citizen, who's, especially somebody who's paying attention. And I don't know. We'll see what happens with it. Maybe nothing will happen. But if people started playing, it'd be interesting to see what. I mean, from my perspective, I'd never done a song before. That's it. One song. It's in some respects, initially I thought it was sort of like a fluke that I did it, because I saw something on television one day and wrote down I had a couple of lines in mind, and when I picked up my guitar, I discovered I could actually play it. I could, knew the chords, and I could start singing the song. But I had never written a song and sung it from one end to the other. I did never done that. So I just kept adding to the lyric and I kept playing the thing. It's very simple musically, but lyrically it makes sense. So I just kept doing it, and it took me quite a while to figure out how to get it in my mind so that I could pick up the guitar and play the whole song. Now I've got six, seven, eight songs.
So Bob and I had a great conversation. Super amazing to get Bob's perspective on his new book, on his story, his golfing, working with a golfing legend, traveling around, and he's such a great guy to talk to. And we had a great conversation. I was really intimidated, heart pounding fast, everything when he came on the screen. I'm just like, wow, like I feel really legit as a podcaster having time with this great gentleman on my show. So, start a podcast, get to meet your heroes. It's great. Another email came in from Adam, and Adam wanted to come on and talk about the book he wrote about his dad. Sounds great, right? I look at Adam's last name in the email, and it's Nimoy. That rings a bell. Nimoy. Nimoy. And you're thinking Nimoy. Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, it's a thing about Star Trek. Yeah, Leonard Nimoy's son, Adam. Adam wrote a book about his dad, Leonard, and Adam's coming on the podcast. We're recording it soon. And I'm just like, how do I, wow, like I get to talk to Adam. This is going to be great. I'm going to get to nerd out on a little bit of Star Trek with Adam. Hearing about his dad and his story about his dad and his book. Again, create a podcast. You're going to get in front of people that you have no time, you have no reason to be in their calendar. They would not stop for you and sign an autograph. They would not stop for you and give you an hour of their time. They wouldn't. I could come up to Bob on the street and be like, "Hey, Bob, can we sit down and talk for 45 minutes? Who are you?" And go away, right? Why are you talking to me? But having a podcast just opens the door for you to have a great conversation with somebody, especially somebody you look up to. It's exciting. So create the podcast. It's really, really fun to be able to do this, to share stories, connect with people, and share it with the world. Creating a podcast is an awesome way to grow your community. To grow your influence, connect with superstars and great people. Start a podcast today. I think you need to do that. And if you need help starting your podcast, I am always here, ready and willing to help you. I would love to see you share a story about the person that you met, that you look up to, and all of the great things that happen around podcasting. How to podcast.ca. Reach out today. Let's talk. Let's see how we can get you going on your show. And I'm always here for you anytime. There's a calendar invite right on my website. You can click it and go right into my calendar. Pick a time. It'll be you and I. Doesn't cost you a penny. Let's get in and talk. And let's see what we can do about your next show so that you can get up and running. Howtopodcast.ca. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being you. And make sure you get out there and start your podcast so I can listen and show you much podcast love. Thanks for being here, everyone. Take care. Hey, thank you for sticking all the way through to the very end. It's bittersweet that the episode is over and that we're done for this episode, but you will come back and I will come back, and you know, there's you and me, and we're one big happy family here at the How to Podcast series, far beyond being just pod pals, which is fine, but I'd much rather do life together as family here. And to that end, a reminder, as we talked earlier in other episodes as well, that we do have a meetup group and you are invited. I would love to have you come. It's free. We do them scattered throughout our calendar, different days, different times, because we have people listening around the world, like Cuba and Warsaw, Poland. Hi, Cuba. It's amazing how we can reach the world with a podcast. So through our meetup group, what we do is we get together. It's free for you. Cost me money, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. We get together, we meet other podcasters, we talk podcasting, and it's a way to get from behind the microphone, sitting by ourselves, recording on our own, and doing community. Podcasters need community. You need to meet other podcasters. And just in a low-key, fun environment, talk podcasting. So my challenge to you in 2024 and beyond is to get into a meetup group, find other podcasters, introduce yourself and make new friends. It's just like school all over again, grade 9. Let's meet each other and share the podcast journey. Go to howtopodcast.ca and click on all the information you'll find there around our meetups. And I'd love to have you there. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next episode. Get out there and record your podcast. Take care.